Thank you for calling the Depro Provera help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi,
yes,
Emmanuel.
How you doing?
We have Miss Bridget Poindexter.
Okay. Hi, Bridget. Emmanuel here on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Uh-huh.
Sure. Let's start off with a good callback number in case we get disconnected. What number can I call?
I don't have a call. 804-583-9519.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me put that in here. And then just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't sent anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
I don't know what calendar. Yes, I can.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that.
I'm talking to a lawyer. Be quiet. Uh-huh.
Alrighty. And then let me go to the next part here. You're a U.S. resident, right?
Yes, I'm a U.S. citizen.
Okay. And just to confirm, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Four shots?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what date were you diagnosed?
Wait a minute, say that again.
What date were you diagnosed?
That was when I was pregnant with my, wait a minute, I can tell you, my, wait a minute, with my fifth child. That was in 2013.
Do you remember the month?
No, I don't. I know it was, I think it was back in, it was May something. May, I think May the 15th.
Okay, we'll put 5/15/2013 then. And then you're the only one that took Depo-Provera that got sick that you know of? Or did anyone else take it and get sick?
I was taking it and I got sick from it. And then my children got affected by it as well.
I'm sorry to hear that. And then you already confirmed that you took it for at least a year and it was the brand name. So let me click that here.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what date did you start using it?
I had used it back in, wait a minute, 2009.
2009, okay. And then you stopped taking it in 2013?
Yes, and then I started back up in 2014, and I've been taking it ever since.
Oh, wow.
Even up until now.
Okay. Let me go. So then you're still taking it. So I'll put, when was the last time you got that shot?
3 months ago.
3 months ago. Okay. So like in August. All right. 24. Okay.
Huh? Not yet.
And then can you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Thank you. Now, I have your name spelled B-R-I-D-G-E-T, Bridget.
Last name is P-O-I-N, D as in David, E-X, T as in Tom, E-R.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then let me go to the
Huh?
Thank you for confirming that. And then what would be the best email address for you?
It's Keisha, let me spell it to you, K-E-I-S-H-A, P-O-I-N, D as in David, E-X, T as in Tom, E-R.
Mm-hmm.
99@gmail.com.
And then again, you said your cell phone is 804-583-9519, right?
Yes, and then my other number is 804-842-0619.
Okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
It's P.O. Box 192, Goochland, Virginia.
Spell out the city name. Spell out.
Okay, it's C-O-O, Wait a minute, hold on, let me see. G-O-O-C-H-L-A-N-D.
Okay. Alrighty, let me put that there. And that's in Goose Island County, is it?
Goose Island, Virginia.
Virginia, okay. And then give me that zip one more time.
23063.
23063, okay. Now, when you got diagnosed, what facility or hospital or medical center did you get diagnosed at?
UVA Hospital.
Okay. The one on Charlottesville?
Yes.
Okay. Let me plug that in. And then do you remember that diagnosing doctor's name?
No, I don't.
Do you have any of the paperwork that might show the name? Any medical records?
No, I don't, but I can get them.
Okay. So what about the doctor that treated you? Was it the same one that diagnosed you?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me plug that address here in Charlottesville as well. And then how about when you were taking the shots, were you going to a clinic or did a doctor prescribe them and you picked them up at a pharmacy?
I was going to a clinic.
Okay,
I was going to a clinic.
What was the name of the clinic?
OBGYN.
So OBGYN clinic in what city?
Charlottesville.
Was it the one on Jefferson Parkway?
1215 Lee. I think it's Jefferson Park. It might be Lee Street.
Let me see. Oh, so the Lee Street, that's the one for UVA
hospital.
Right, right. But I'm asking, so that's where you were getting the shots as well?
Yes.
Okay, so it was all done there? Okay, so let me put there. Let me put in the notes that happened all there. And so it's going to be the same phone number. Let me put that in. And it's going to be the same address. So let me put that in. And so the only thing that we're missing is a doctor's name for this section. Any recollection just of...
Wait a minute. Dr. Chisholm.
Spell that, please.
I think it's C-H-A-T-P, I think. I'm not sure how you spell it, because I know he still works there.
Let me see if I can... I found it online. It looks like it's C-H-A-T-H-A-M. Does that sound?
Yeah.
Okay. And then prior to getting your meningioma diagnosis, were you ever diagnosed with a cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And this next section asks... if you want to put an emergency contact, normally we request one in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you.
Willard Jackson.
Oh,
phone
Willard.
Number is 804-398-2217.
Okay, and relation?
Beyonce.
Okay, and you said Willie, W-I-L-L-Y?
W-I-L-L-I-E.
I-E, thank you, perfect. Let me put that in there. Let me put that in there, and then and then you said you can get the record, so let me click that, and we're close to finishing up just a couple more sections here. So you started using it in 2009. That means you would have used it after 1992, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then just the last section is for the HIPAA medical compliance section. Let's start off with your date of birth.
12/8/79.
And then just the last four of the social?
79/99.
Okay. I'm going to send you an automated text message from DocuSign. It is going to text you and email you at the same time. You can open up either one. It goes to the same place.
And where is it coming from?
It's going to come from an automated DocuSign phone number via text.
Okay.
Message. Yeah, I won't be able to see what's on the screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you. But that does show sent on my end.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Hold on, let me see if I see it so I can sign.
Sure.
And where is it coming from, sir?
It's coming from an automated DocuSign phone number. And
okay, what number did you send it to?
I sent it to the 804-583-9519.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. So just hit it and sign it?
Yep. You'll follow the prompts on there.
All right, hold on.
Sure.
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Did you get it back, though?
It doesn't show completed yet. What does it read on your screen right now? Oh, no. Okay. Now it just came in. So you're all set. Yep. You're all set. So other than that, you should be getting another call in maybe about a week or two from my team to reconfirm everything.
Okay.
But you're all set
okay.
for this evening. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I'll talk to y'all this week. Thank you.
In about a week or two. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.